Thank you for waiting, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. Welcome to Eternit S.A. conference call about the third quarter of 2013 earning results. With today in the conference, we have Mr. Nelson Pazikas, Eternit CEO and Investor Relations Director, and Mr. Rodrigo Luz, Eternit's Investor Relations Manager. We inform that this event is being broadcast and recorded, so all participants are connected as listeners, and later on we'll be open session and Q&A answers, when we'll be giving the instructions for you to participate. In case it's necessary the help of an operator during the conference, you have to press star zero. This teleconference is being broadcast simultaneously by the site of Eternit, http://www.eternit.com.br/ir. So where the presentation, a slide presentation, is also available on this site. So I clarify that some statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1996. Actual performance could differ materially and regarding to the future of the company. So these expectations are highly dependent on the conditions of the market, national and from abroad, the economic performance in the country and in the industry, so therefore are subject to changes. So now I would like to pass the floor to Mr. Nelson Pazikas, Eternit's CEO and Investor Relations Director, and to Mr. Rodrigo Luz, Eternit's Investor Relations Manager. So please, Mr. Pazikas, you can take the floor. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you very much for your attendance in this teleconference about the results of the third quarter of this year. It's also with us in this conference Mr. Sergio Alexandre Medeiros, which is CEO of the Administration Council. And as everybody knows, I took the presidency of the board of Eternit in the place of Mr. Antonio Marcolus recently. And this opportunity, I would like to reinforce the continuity of the plan of expansion structured from Eternit. Expansion due to situation based in three great pillars: organic growth, inorganic growth, and structured organic growth. So it's very important to highlight to all of you that the board of Eternit works together in this last 10 years. And it was always perfectly aligned to our strategic objectives, and it was duly approved by the administration board. So this board at this moment will continue this plan, keeping the alignment that we had up until now, and with the effort of this continuity of this plan. So now I pass the floor to Mr. Rodrigo Lopes Luz to comment about the results of the third quarter. Thank you very much. Thank you, Pazikas. Good afternoon, everybody who are following us in this conference call of the results, earning results. Before approaching about the period, I would like to highlight what is the Group Eternit. Group Eternit is the biggest and the most industry, the most important industry of the roofing scenario in the country. And we have four companies under operation. We have two more companies in the phase pre-operational one, Eternit and Amazena. And soon, these two companies will have results that will be consolidated to the existing results. We have Precon, Eternit and Precon. They are manufacturer of fiber cement products. Both companies, they have the leadership of the market in a share of 32%. In China, where we are the fifth in the country, we have 1 million tons of capacity. And in the third quarter, we have operator with about 90% of this total capacity. Our mining company is the third biggest in the world with a share of 15%. Our capacity of 300,000 tons, and we are operating maximum capacity since 2007. Tegula, the acquisition that was accomplished in the year 2010, is the leader in the concrete tile segment for high standards and has a share of 30%. When we acquired this company, it had a capacity of about 7 million square meters of tiles. After the acquisition, we made an investment, and we increased the capacity to 10 million square meters. Due to this increase of this capacity, we operate the third quarter of around 60% of the total capacity. Talking a little bit about the highlights of the period, when we compare the performance from Eternit facing the performance of the sector, the performance of the company was much above the sector considering the results, deflationated by GDP was 10.7. And when we compare the same period with the index from Abramat, the Brazilian Association of Construction, Civil Construction, it presented a growth of 4.3. So this growth from Abramat is above the forecast for the year, that is 4%, and this very much due to the incentives created mainly by public and private banks. What refers to the is a way of financing of materials for construction with lower interest rates and longer terms. And this proportionate this good performance in the segment of construction material area. So when we assess the GDP, according to the central bank, the estimation of the growth of the GDP for 2013 is 2.5%. And in the expectation after for the next two next quarters in the year 2014 is always also 2.5%. The report that was promoted before this, there was a retraction, a little retraction, because the forecast was 2.7 before. And with the same analogy with the civil construction segment, the expectation is 1.9 to 2013, and the next two quarters in 2014, the expectation 2%. With this scenario, plus the performance of Eternit that was superior to the index of Abramat, was done mainly because of the variation of the volume sold of 7.2 positive in this segment and a retraction of 1.9 in the chrysotile mineral and 9.9 in the concrete tiles. Obviously, as the commercial policy and mainly the good performance in volumes in growth has occasioned a height of 9.4% in the net revenue consolidated, and the EBITDA has grown 8.9% and has reached 0.3 million. And this limit due to the actual numbers of expenditures, if we consider the negative result equivalent to equities that we kept in the first quarter, but the performance of the net sales were factors that really contributed to EBITDA. As a consequence, the net income has an increase, 4.7 and a margin of 11. And now the highlights in the period, we are going to approach as well the insertion by the part of the Public Ministry of Labor and also a civil action, a civil lawsuit by the Brazilian Asbestos Exposure against the company. So these two civil lawsuits were object of a teleconference specific about this subject accomplished in the 30th of August. And all of the subjects related to this topic were already debated on that time, and we do not have too many news regarding this subject. The news that we have regarding this subject will be approached in sequence. And as recognitions in the period, we had Eternit was elected among the best companies for the shareholders in 2013. in the assets up until 2 billion by the magazine Capital Aberto. Talking a little bit about the operational performance, who are following us on internet is the slide number six. The sales of Cristotil Mineral have presented a reduction of 4.1% in comparison from the accumulated, and a reduction of 1.9% in the third quarter. This volume is practically our third quarter capacity is 75 tons. Due to logistic complexity, especially of our roads and ports. Every quarter, we have some tons that are not shipped. You can see that in the closing of the year, our volume sold is very much close to the capacity that is the 300,000 tons. The volume sold in this quarter, it's close to 7,500 tons, which is the normal capacity. In page seven, we have the sales of fiber cement that we see a growth in the accumulated and in the quarter about 7%. This growth is due to two aspects. One aspect that there is the seasonality. Our volume of sales in the second semester, the second half is better than the first due to distribution of income and temporary jobs generation. Other aspect that were one of, especially in the main regions of South and Southeast, that contributed to this performance. Concrete tiles presented a reduction of 5.7% in a comparison between the accumulated period and a reduction of 9.9%. This performance enter in function through because of less demand of high standard coverage. Talking a little bit now about the consolidated net revenue, we had an increase of 8.2% in accumulated of the year and an increase of 9.4% in the comparison between the quarters. This growth is due, besides the volumes that were mentioned previously, mainly fiber cement, we had here a commercial policy that was proper with elevation of prices in comparison among the quarters. Besides the exchange rate, that really encouraged the exportations of Cristotil Mineral in the first quarter. Due to these factors, obviously compensated the performance that was inferior in volume in concrete tiles and resulted in this growth of 9.4% in the net revenue. On page 11, we have the position, our net revenue breakdown. We always compare 2007 because 2007 was the beginning of the program structurated that was expanding and has as objective the diversification of the portfolio of the company. At this time, we had 5.7% of the income connected to new businesses. Making this comparison with the third quarter of 2013, we have already 17.8%. The opening of this number is due because of concrete tiles and accessories and bathroom china ware and other segments there where we are, but in a smaller scale. These new segments, they are going to be aligned with the plan that, as Mr. Pazzika just mentioned, which is the maintenance and the continuity of this program. We have fiber cement of 50% and Cristotil Mineral with one-third of the income. Long term, our expectation is to reach 50% of the income, the revenue and products focused in other businesses. Page 12, we have here the composition of the breakdown cost of production, and here you can see a very similar scenario between fiber cement and concrete tiles. The main highlights of these two segments are raw material and labor and workforce. In Cristotil Mineral, we have workforce as the main factor and materials simulated to extractive activities. With this composition, it's not very much different from the information that was already promoted in the previous half. In page 13, we have EBITDA. That is our generation of cash flow. We have here an elevation of 3.7 in the accumulated period and an elevation of 8.9% in the quarter. Due to the what was commented in the net revenue or commercial policy variation of exchange rates, we see maintenance of the levels of expenditures without considering the expenditures of implementation of a plant of Chinaware plant in the state of Paraná that was of 2 million in an accumulation of 3.8. So EBITDA in this period could have been higher, but as the objective of the company is to expand its activities in other businesses, so it's necessary then the accomplishment of these expenditures to allocate the site in Ceará to start working. As a consequence of EBITDA, we have a net revenue, net income in the first quarter has presented a positive result with an elevation in the order of 4.7, reaching 28 million in the third quarter, 77 in accumulated period. Even though the evolution is a little bit smaller than compared to EBITDA, but we are talking about a comparison of a growth of 8.9 of EBITDA facing 4.7. So this difference is due mainly to income taxes and over net income. And these are the main highlights of this net income assessment. Talking a little bit about margins on page 15, we have, as a result, a 41% in the gross margin. When we compare the third quarter of 2012, there is a reduction of 2 percentile points. This reduction happened mainly because of elevation of cost of production and fiber cement and concrete tiles, and also in the cost of extractive activity. When we assess the EBITDA, it remains flat, 20%. So this means that maintenance of these expenditures has neutralized these 2 percentage points. As a consequence, there was a reduction of 1 point in the percentage in the net margins from 12 to 11, also due to income taxes over profits. So we understand that there is a trend of margin that is interesting for our business in the order of 40-20-10, as result presented in the first quarter. We are inside this trend line. Talking a little bit now about investments on page 17, we have a forecast of CAPEX of 94 million for 2013, and accumulated there were already invested 70 million. So the 46 million that were foreseen was CAPEX maintenance and also updating the industrial plants. 32 million are for new businesses that we are talking basically the site of Manaus, and 16 million, we are talking about site of Chinaware in Ceará State. So when we compare what is accomplished in the first 9 months of 2013, we have already brought 25 million more than foreseen, because here we are talking about CAPEX, OPEX, so the forecasts initially we are considering the CAPEX. So as previous conferences, we discussed a little bit about the formation of a joint venture, the site of this Companhia Sul-Americana de Cerâmica Corona, that allows us to have 60% Eternity, 40% Corona share, and allows us to have a know-how of Corona with know-how in industry and lower cost of production on our site. So the site has a chronogram of work. Our expectation is to start the production still this year, and beginning of next year to start the operations in this new site. In the following pages, from the page 19, we can show you here some pictures so you can have a better idea of the state of this construction of the site. So you can see page 20, there is a picture of the assembly of the furnace, page 21, preparation of the paste, 22, building of the countertops, and page 23, the finalization of the drying of the product. And also the jobs are very much advanced, and we are going to continue the proposed schedule. Page 24, it was approved by the board of directors, the installation of the 13th unit of the group Eternit in the city of Manaus, state of Amazonas, that will produce raw material for construction materials. The forecast of the ending of this site is the end of next year, and it's everything on schedule. Talking a little bit now about capital markets on page 26. Eternit, because it's a good payer of dividends, keeps a high concentration of individual investors. So this has repeated this in this quarter. We have 60% of this individual investors, 25.3% we have clubs, funds, and foundations, and 12.8% investors abroad, foreigner investors. On the side, we have we highlight the main ones. Luiz Barcifilho, 13%, Vitor Adler with 8.5%. The board, as well as the legal counsel, it's our 85% on total. Page 27, about policy of remuneration, you can see from 2009 to 2013, we have a reduction of the payout, 76% to 70%. In the past, this payout was of 90 or even superior in some years. This reduction happened because of the new strategy that was created and approved by the council, by the board, that decided since the beginning of 2007 and was commented in the beginning of this teleconference. That is the expansion of the group Eternit. So through that, you can fix a dividend of 20 cents by quarter, and as you increase the basis of this, you retain for futures reinvestments that can become more dividends in the future. But up to that, we present this reduction of payout, but you can see the margin of dividends are kept more or less the same. 2011, 72 million, 2012, 72, and 2013 in the three periods already that were already broadcast, 54 million. On page 28, we have here the performance of Eternit shares, what we are paying this period from December 2006 to October 2013. We have a valorization of Eternit of 56.8 against Ibovespa appreciated 22%. So if we consider the payment of dividends and interest rates, this performance of Eternit goes to 203%. This without considering the reinvestment of the dividends. But we consider 2006 up until now because this period was the period where we had the main aspects, both positive, both negatives, regarding company and these scenarios, economical scenarios. So the best scenario that we have considered in order to do this assessment. On page 29, only sharing with all of you why our investors, they invest on Eternit. And in our daily life of DRI, ADR, we have some surveys with the public that we have relationship, and the answers are these ones that are presented here on page 29. They invest because of the brand, the strength of the brand. It is a case of governance, because we have a vision of future, these plans of expansion that we are applying for the next 30 years. It brings growth of dividends and is a case of success. These are the main factors that make our investors interested in investing on Eternit. Talking a little bit about Crisotil or this asbestos here in Brazil on page 31, this is an activity that is regulated by federal law. We have here the number by decree 2350 and standards according to the company. Regarding asbestos, in the quarter we haven't had any evolution, any news in terms of movement because of the Supreme Court, as the topic was widely discussed and even brought to exhaustion in teleconferences in the previous one. I'm going to keep myself in this asbestos aspect only in the items where that suffered some alteration in the quarter. So the topic continues stopped in the Supreme Court. As everybody knows, the Supreme Court is reviewing some decisions that were taken in the past, and especially Raposo Terra do Sol, and we understand that by the time this topic won't enter in the agenda of the judgment, but it's recommended to all of you who follow us to make the follow-up together with sites and relationships with investors, because there we direct all the links to all the questions being done and waiting for the judgment. And then you have the possibility also following closely this issue. On page 34, about the public interest civil lawsuits, we had in August 9th, 2013, issued a ruling of new public interest civil lawsuits by the Public Labor Ministry, where we discuss the conditions in the working environment in the plant of Osasco, where the activities were seized in 1993. In this last lawsuit, the object of the teleconference of the 30th of August, there are clear demands among condemnation of the company to the payment of a fine of 1 billion reais for collective pain and suffering in the fund of support to the worker. So in this lawsuit, Ministry of Labor take some demands, especially regarding health for the unemployed people. Some rule that was presented in this lawsuit where Labor Ministry take this demand. Parallelly to this lawsuit, in October 4th, 2013, the Brazilian Asbestos Exposure Victims Association also filed a public interest civil lawsuit with assignment of the case in the same judge. So, were similar facts related to the plant of Osasco. So, as this distribution happened as dependency, the judgment will happen in public, and this new action will be done by ABREA. None of the other eight players were taken by the judge. So both defenses will be presented in a timely manner when we are going to have more process going on. So we are going to communicate this to the market about these two public lawsuits. It's important to clarify to all of you that in 2004 there was already a public interest civil lawsuit by the Public Ministry of the State of São Paulo, which covered the same facts as in the lawsuits cited above, the object of the teleconference. And in this lawsuit, the request being denied for compensation of subsequent units of former employees from the plant of Osasco was denied. So the Supreme Justice Tribunal was ruled to be definite on the groundlessness of the public interest civil lawsuit proposed by the State Public Ministry, and they comply with the health regulation as according to the federal law, as well as all regulations regarding to the Public Labor Ministry. So in this way, they denied this demand of former employees with a refusal to succumb to pressure groups in favor that Eternit had any guilt on it. And this decision became definitive in the Superior Justice Tribunal now in September 2013. So the company reinforced its belief to the Brazilian justice and expect to be considered technical issues and scientific issues in the judgment of this new lawsuits, as well as it was considered, that was added in 2004, the gain of the cause to Eternit. On page 35, we have the recognitions acquired in the quarter regarding human resources. Eternit and Summer were considered the best companies to work with. On page 36, we had the award as the best, one of the best companies for shareholders in 2013, as Capital Aberto magazine, as well as an award by Anamaco. We are now available to all of you for a Q&A session. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session for analysts and investors. Questions coming from journalists will be answered by our press assistants after the conference. To make a question, please press the star key followed by the one key. To take your question out of the list, please press star two. In case you have any questions, please, you can press start key followed by one. Once more, ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone. Our first question comes from Emerson Leneghini, J. Maluceli Investments. Good afternoon. Congratulations for showing once more that you are really getting the market. And my doubt, actually, I would like to know what is the board that you see for 2014? Especially this year. I know that next year we have the World Cup, but next year we also have a scenario of a contraction by the central bank of the credit. And we know that civil construction also, it's very dependent on this credit, the cheaper, let's say. So how do you see 2014 for the civil construction segment and Eternity especially? Everton, thank you very much for your question. For 2014, we have as a policy to not supply guidance, but due to our expectation promoted by the government for all scenarios as we follow scenarios of credit, as you have mentioned, which is an item that is very important. So when we assess the profile of Brazilian people, they were not so much in debt as they are now. And due as well of being a year that of elections and also a year when will be ending of many works and jobs because of the World Cup. So it's a moment of a lot of concern. But as our segment, it demands, has a lot of demand all the time. So we have today, for you to have an idea, in Brazil, something about 57 million permanent slabs. From this number, 77%, they need some type of refurbishing expansion. So you can see that if you have the continuously of the program, especially as part, this project, Minha Casa, Minha Vida, My House, My Life, and this program of infrastructure announced by the government, there is a great possibility of allocation of labor from these workers who are now working in the World Cup jobs to these jobs. But the banks themselves, public bank and private bank, they have already overcome this difficulty. In fact, that they have created many programs of destination for acquisition of materials, construction materials. So as we have this need, it can perhaps not come next year, but the following year will come. Due to this aspect, as I have commented, of this repressed demand. So we expect 2014, as I said, we don't have as policy to not anticipate guidances for that, but we expect a year difficult as well, very difficult. Thank you very much. Once more, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to pose a question, please press the star key followed by the one key. So we close at this time the today's question and answer session, informing that the questions that were not answered during this conference will be answered by Human Resources area right after. I will pass the floor back to Mr. Nelson Pazicas and Mr. Rodrigo Luz for final considerations. Once more, thank you very much for your attendance and participation. We, from this area, we are available to clarify eventual doubts that were not being showed in this teleconference. So please feel free to contact us. And after closing this teleconference, I would like also to say that we from Eternit, we are very confident, even though the next coming years do not show strong signs for recovery of Brazilian economy, but we are confident that at least we are going to keep this level, the actual level of economy, especially in the sector that we are inserted. So we have a proper structure of capital, and our investments are aligned with the structure planned. The company is very well positioned to maximize the opportunities in the sector of operation. Once more, thank you very much to all of you. Teleconference from Eternet S.A. is closed. We thank you the participation of all, and have a nice afternoon. Thank you very much.